I want to give you a chance, Congressman. You and I have known each other for a long time, to clarify controversial remarks you said at a Governor Cuomo rally in New York last week. You said, and I'll read it specifically, some of them, you're referring to Republicans out there, believe that slavery isn't over and that they won the Civil War. All right, what did you mean by that?
I meant that they used to call themselves Dixiecrats. These were slaveholding states. They've been frustrated with the Emancipation Proclamation. They turned over, became Republicans. Then they became Tea Party people. And these are the people that are trying to frustrate people from voting, changing the voting rights that we fought so hard for. And all I'm saying is, if you want to challenge the statistics, find out where the slaveholding states are, find out whether they were Dixiecrats, went Republican, find out where the Tea Party is. And I'm just saying that it's unfortunate America doesn't deal with the problem of racism, but until we acknowledge that it exists and fight hard to eradicate it, then we still got to be frustrated by people. They all come from the South, and they all have these feelings about superiority, and that's true whether you're picking cotton or whether you're president of the United States.
So you're doubling down on those remarks. You're not walking away from them because, as you know, they caused quite a stir, raising the specter of racism out there. And I want to point out to you, an African-American Republican was elected the United States Senator in South Carolina, Tim Scott.
We're not talking about America. We're not talking about the advancements that we've made. A black president, the explosive number of African-American and others that are now in the Congress and holding. We're talking about a cancer that we have in the United States of America. America knows who they are. They know how they feel. And we're talking about dealing with them.